اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وجل فجر.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So, Brother Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, today in this session, inshallah, first and foremost, we welcome our brothers and sisters. And then we're telling them that we are going to work on one ayah 128 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So welcome to everyday Quranic sessions, okay? And let's recite the Quran Kareem. So here, ayah 128, inshallah, will be our main topic. And we'll have a short explanation like every day we did. And also, the tajweed rules, inshallah, practically will be practicing and applying the rules here in this ayah. So before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah, and then inshallah we'll come back.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbana waj'alna muslimayn laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan laka wa arina manasikana wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim.
That was nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will be, inshallah, reciting this ayah. Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, make sure, inshallah, you repeat after me. All right? Yeah. And brothers and sisters, please repeat and practice after us. One, two, three. Let's go.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك
ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك.
You wanted to continue, yeah? Okay, but we stop here. Okay. ومن
ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. What a nice verse, like every other ayat of the Quran Kareem. So ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. These verses of the Quran Karim also, they are indicating, they are showing us actually how to make dua, how to make prayers, okay? So, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, in this verse of the Quran Karim says that, O our Lord, O Allah Almighty, make us submissive to you, because Muslims to you. When you are Muslims, it means you're submissive to Allah Almighty, okay? You believe in Allah Almighty. So, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ, and raise from our progeny, from our children, our descendants, a nation who is submissive to you. Okay? Also, and show us our rites, ritual rites, okay? It means the way how to worship, the way how to be good Muslims, the way how to be good slaves of you. And watub alayna, and turn to us clemently and accept our tawbah. Watub alayna. We say tawbah means to turn back. So what does it mean when Allah Almighty turns back? He changes his mind. Look, he changes his mind. What? For example, God forbid, we have done bad things. We committed a sin. So Allah Almighty is, yeah, of course, it's the rule, okay? It's his rules, okay? That he will punish us if we do not repent. When we repent, we turn back to Allah Almighty. From what? From doing sins. When Allah Almighty turns back, how does he turn back? Where he turns back from? He turns back from?
Punishment.
Punishment. He doesn't punish us. So this is also called tawbah. Allah Almighty has a tawbah as well. We have a tawbah as well. But our tawbah is turning back to Allah Almighty from doing sins. We will no longer do sins, okay? Turning back tawbah from Allah Almighty's side is that he will
turn from the punishment.
He will change his mind from punishing us. Okay?
Yes.
So that's also tawbah. Innaka, watub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Indeed, you are the all clement, the one who accepts tawbah, and the all merciful. All right? Understood?
Yes.
So, guys, the very important message here is that you have to learn how to make dua. Ask Allah, Rabbana. We have a way of how to make dua. I'm telling you this, okay? And that's all. The way, like the prayers mostly will be accepted, okay? And Allah Almighty will accept the prayers, is this, that when you want to make a dua, first of all, call Allah Almighty and praise Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And ask Allah Almighty, say to Allah Almighty that, oh Allah Almighty, thanks to whatever you have given us. Praise Allah Almighty, okay, first. Then, second step is that you should recite salawat, okay? And then you have to mention, you have to what? Admit what you have done. If you have done something wrong, you have to admit this. Do not just directly go, Allah Almighty, give this to me. Give me this. Give me this much money. Give me house. Give me wife. These things, okay? No. This steps, okay? These are called adab or rituals, okay? You have to do steps, okay? Then when you admit it, when you said, God, yeah, you have blessed us a lot, but, you know, I'm bad. I don't really deserve these things, these blessings that you've bestowed upon me. But, yeah, you're the Lord. I can't say anything, okay? So you, please, what do we say? Wish whatever is good for me. Okay? Just give me whatever is good for me. Do not say, oh Allah Almighty, give me this, this, not that one, huh? Give me this. Don't say, tell Allah Almighty that, God, whatever, which one, whichever, okay, is best for me, and I deserve it, and it's good for my future, for my life. Yeah, give it to me. All right? So he knows best. So ask him, okay? That's the way you make dua. And at the end, also say salawat and Alhamdulillah, that's it. Thank you so much. So that was something I told you from this ayah, but they're really, really detailed explanations. You have to go and refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, now we will go to the Tajweed rules, okay? We'll have a detailed explanation about the Tajweed rules in this ayah. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا. Make sure, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا. All these words have a long vowel sound at the end, okay? رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ, okay? رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا. So, وَجْعَلْنَا. Actually, it is إِجْعَلْنَا. But when you read it with waw, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped and Jim will be having a bouncing sound. وَجْعَلْنَا. Right?
Yes.
مُسْلِمِين. Don't read it. مُسْلِمِين is the plural form of Muslim. Okay, Muslim. But مُسْلِمَين is the plural. Actually, in English, we don't have for two. For pairs, we don't have a word. Yeah? We say, for example,
twin.
A person, if there are two people, okay, we say persons. But we say people.
Yeah.
Student, two students, students. Three students, students. Yeah? We don't have for two, we don't have exact word, okay? But in Arabic we have. For two, we say it's called tathniya or muthanna.
Yeah.
So, it is what? Muslimain is two Muslims. Oh Allah Almighty, ij'alna, make us Muslimain. So, muslimaini laka.
وَمِن
مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا وَمِن نُون ساكن plus إخفاء إخفاء وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا إخفاء, right?
Yes.
ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. You can prolong the mad, but mad is not wajib because Hamza is not in this word. It's in another word. So mad letter and Hamza are not in the same word. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّ. Okay, you can say إِدْغَامِ الثَّانِ here because ميم is مُشَدَّد. Here إِدْغَامِ الثَّانِ. إِدْغَامِ الثَّانِ? No. إِدْغَام. Because we have تَنْوِين, أُمَّةً. Then ميم we have يَرْمَلُون. يَرْمَلُون, ميم he is here, okay?
Yes.
So إِدْغَام. With يَرْمَلُون letters, we do إِدْغَام. And is it with gunna or without gunna?
With
gunna. Ummatan muslimatan lak. Muslimatan lak. Also, we merge them. Muslimatan lak. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna wa tub. Ba sakin. Bouncing sound.
Qalqala.
Wa tub alayna. Ah, sala is here. Is it better to stop
better to continue?
Better to continue. Wasl is better than waqf. Okay? You can stop, but wasl is better. Innaka. Nun mushaddad. Innaka. Ikhfa. Anta tawwabur rahim. Rahim. Prolong the mad. That was all. Was it difficult?
No,
the rules were easy, alhamdulillah. You already know, because if you are listening to us every day, these rules are, inshallah, we are repeating every day. Some new rules also, all the Tajweed rules, okay, practically. Every day, one Quranic session. Please join us. We really recommend you stay with us, okay, every day, inshallah, in IRIB English Radio. So, Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, if you have any questions.
No.
For more information about the details of the tafsir, okay, of this ayah, please refer to the interpretations, okay? You'll get, inshallah, more information. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters who have been listening to us the whole time. We recommend you stay with us again, okay, in IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. Thanks to Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو